See, I'd break this pasture up and farm that, you see. I'd break them a few, at least them a few acres so much a year right along there. Them oil companies pay you good price if they want
it. You might ruin your land, though, like, with all that oil will drop on it.
Well, you think they might that way?
Yeah, they'd probably put asphalt. Well, if they put an asphalt, that'd be good.
Yeah, probably that's one thing you'd have to be all careful.
Yeah.
Oh, you get oil on it, it won't grow nothing.
No.
No, it'd run it. It sure would.
If you got good soil, it'd be a shame if that happened.
They're talking about that missile base, you know. I was just thinking maybe we've got a lease on some right here close to some equipment. That'd be a slick deal if you could lease and get so much a year and you'd have an income kind of get by.
Oh, man.
You see, I could break up this pasture. See, there's almost half a mile. I could break up there, you see, and have all new land there, you see.
Has that ever been cultivated?
No, never was. That's just like been for hundreds of years.
Well, I'll be darned.
Boy, man. All we have to wear on this good land, we break up everything for 20 years, is overgrowing.
Huh.
You know, a lot of places you have to fertilize, and all we have to worry about is there's stuff growing too much here.
Are you a member of any church?
Oh, no, I really ain't. I know, put on the handle. I ain't really John or such, but I used to go to for years to Baptist church. You know, I go to church. You know, I went to the Methodist Baptist all my life. I went to church one time. I used to one time I was most regular attendance in my Sunday school class. I like to go to church. I like music and singing. I really like to go to church.
Do you belong to any organizations?
No, I tell you, all my brothers was Masons, Odd Fellows, and. I tell you, I got a little disappointed on several deals, and I tell you, we had a fellow here, he was a barber, Curly May here in Fairview, you know, and I liked him, and I don't know, he just made several bad deals, and his wife went to work, and she's left him, and the poor fellow just finally got down to where he just plumbed down and out, he just lost his home, lost everything. Well, in these organizations, they went to work and kicked him out of them just because he had hard luck and his wife left him. You know, he'd been in for years. And you know that I liked him so well, you know, I made me some man and women join him. I think they did. Just because he got down so hard.
When you needed them, they didn't.
Yeah, and they kicked him out. You know, and I said, well, if that's what you're going to do, I wouldn't even join him. But I got brothers. My brothers and Dino, they was all Masons and Odd Fellows. I got a brother out in California. Oh, man, he's way up there in the Masons. And Odd Fellows and all of them, you know, they belong, but I don't know. I just got you know, that's funny, you know, I've been against him ever since then.
I can see why.
Because, you know, he's a dandy fella and things, and he made one bad deal, and kind of got hurt, and then his wife went and left him over it, and then he just, poor fella, seemed like just drug him down to nothing. He was a good fella. And then they kicked him out of them organization. And you know, from then on, I wouldn't have nothing to do with
them.
Oh, they're good, amazing, they're good things, you know.
Yeah, I guess
so. I'm not a member of anything. I just said if they do that, I just didn't want to belong to them. But the Odd Fellows here is kind of like pieces. It used to be so strong. Oh, man, they're strong here. What? And they got to have dances. You know, they go from one town down there, they'd go to Ames over here. They'd go down here to Canton. They'd go up here to Carmen. Over to Ringwood. And the first thing you know, they're all married men, you know, all family men, you know. First thing you know, they got to trade wives and husbands. Well, you know, they broke the outfit up. Well, we had a lot of families here separated just over them dances. I know several. Their wives married men to Carmen, and maybe these men married some of the Carmen women. Why, they just got trading men and wives. All they got to do in that. They got, you know, they'd meet one of them dances, and they'd find it separated over them dances.
The other side of the fence, and the pretty green
grass. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the reason I know John, such to that. Mm-hmm. The first thing just went down to nothing.
Yeah,
we had a lot of them never separated right there. That's over them dances, they separated.
What would you say your occupation is?
Well, it's been stock raising and farming, things like that.